Many people think that finding out whether someone that they live with is abusing drugs is an easy process, once they've decided to confront the issue and buy an at-home drug test. It's true that confirming your suspicions is easier now than ever, with a wide variety of drug tests readily available. However, just buying the kit isn't enough. It's essential that you conduct the test correctly. Here are a few ways to increase your likelihood of getting accurate results. Be strategic about timing. Many people don't realize how important timing can be in drug tests. For urine tests, using the dip tab or cup right away is important, since the tests only work on fresh urine. Administering the test first thing in the morning is also effective because urine is more concentrated then. Many strategies for beating drug tests involve heavy fluid intake to dilute urine and make drugs harder to detect. Many drugs remain in urine for just a short time period of 2 to 7 days, so it's important to administer this test right away. If you want to confirm long-term drug use, you can use a hair follicle test. Any drugs used metabolize in the hair, so a hair test can show drug use extending several months or years back, if the hair is long enough. The only caveat is that drug use within the last week or so won't show up yet. Make sure your test has a control. With tests that aren't being administered professionally, it's important to have checks in place to make sure that the test is working. For a drug test to be FDA approved, it must have a control line as well as a line that indicates drug use. On a typical drug test, a line represents a negative, while no line represents a positive. It's important to make sure that your test has a secondary control line, which will show up when you take the test regardless of whether drugs are detected. Without a control line, you won't be able to tell whether your test didn't work or whether it did work and you are seeing a positive result. Remember that the test is a screening. Finally, it's important to remember that an at-home drug test is intended mainly as a screening. Although most at-home kits are very accurate, a more sensitive and targeted test done in a laboratory may deliver a positive result where an at-home test would deliver a negative. A false positive is also rare but still possible with an at-home test. Almost every professional laboratory will have a second test done to confirm a positive result, but with an at-home test, you only get one result, unless you want to buy a secondary test from another brand, which still doesn't guarantee the same accuracy as a laboratory test. The severity of your situation and its consequences can help you decide whether an official test is necessary to confirm the results of your at-home test. These are just a few guidelines to keep in mind when buying an at-home drug test. It's important to remember to take the results of these tests with a grain of salt, since there is usually some room for user error. However, if you buy from a quality source and follow the directions carefully, you'll be much more likely to get reliable results every time.